Klein is a decision researcher with a PhD, a deeply intelligent and thoughtful man, and he wasn't about to accept that as an answer. Instead, for the next 2 hours, again and again, he led the firefighter back over the events of that day in an attempt to document precisely what the lieutenant did and didn't know. The first thing was that the fire didn't behave the way it was supposed to, Klein says. Kitchen fires should respond to water. This one didn't. Then they moved back into the living room, Klein went on. He told me that he always keeps his ear flaps up because he wants to get a sense of how hot the fire is, and he was surprised at how hot this one was. A kitchen fire shouldn't have been that hot. I asked him, what else? Often a sign of expertise is noticing what doesn't happen, and the other thing that surprised him was that the fire wasn't noisy. It was quiet, and that didn't make sense given how much heat there was. In retrospect, all those anomalies make perfect sense. The fire didn't respond to being sprayed in the kitchen because it wasn't centered in the kitchen. It was quiet because it was muffled by the floor. The living room was hot because the fire was underneath the living room and heat rises. At the time, though, the lieutenant made none of these connections consciously. All of his thinking was going on behind the locked door of his unconscious. This is a beautiful example of thin slicing in action. The fireman's internal computer effortlessly and instantly found a pattern in the chaos. But surely the most striking fact about that day is how close it all came to disaster. Had the lieutenant stopped and discussed the situation with his men, had he said to them, "Let's talk this over and try and figure out what's going on," had he done, in other words, what we often think leaders are supposed to do to solve difficult problems, he might have destroyed his ability to jump to the insight that saved their lives. In Millennium Challenge, this is exactly the mistake the Blue Team made. They had a system in place that forced their commanders to stop and talk things over and figure out what was going on. That would have been fine if the problem in front of them demanded logic. But instead, Van Riper presented them with something different. Blue Team thought they could listen to Van Riper's communications, but he started sending messages by couriers on motorcycles. They thought he couldn't launch his planes, but he borrowed a forgotten technique from World War II and used lighting systems. They thought he couldn't track their ships, but he flooded the Gulf with little PT boats. And then, on the spur of the moment, Van Riper's field commanders attacked, and all of a sudden, what Blue Team thought was a routine kitchen fire was something they could not factor into their equations at all. They needed to solve an insight problem, but their powers of insight had been extinguished. What I heard is the Blue Team had all these long discussions, Van Riper says. They were trying to decide what the political situation was like. They had charts with up arrows and down arrows. I remember thinking, wait a minute, you were doing that while you were fighting? They had all these acronyms. The elements of national power were diplomatic, informational, military, and economic. That gives you dime. They would always talk about the blue dime. Then there were the political, military, economic, social, infrastructure, and information instruments, PMESI. So they'd have all these terrible conversations where it would be our dime versus their PMESI. I wanted to gag. What are you talking about? You know, you get caught up in forms, in matrices, in computer programs, and it just draws you in. They were so focused on the mechanics and the process that they never looked at the problem holistically. In the act of tearing something apart, you lose its meaning. The operational net assessment was a tool that was supposed to allow us to see all, know all, Major General Dean Cash, one of the senior JFCOM officials involved in the war game, admitted afterward. Well, obviously it failed.